No, the restaurant was nice. It was fine. The chicken was a little dry. But, I mean, not everywhere knows how to cook chicken, right? Yeah, the movie was okay. I don't know why we didn't go to that new theater. The one they just built out by the mall. The one downtown is a little run down. And I don't know why you chose that one, but the movie was okay. Not the funniest I've seen, but it'll do. Oh, I'm just checking my Insta. Yeah, I put up a post earlier about my new handbag, and I'm just seeing it's not getting the reaction that I was hoping for. I'm listening. You were talking about your work thing. Yep. I am listening. I can multitask, I promise. No, I didn't feel the need to take pictures at dinner. I don't take pictures all the time. Okay, yes, I do. Well, it's a special night, I guess, right? No intrusive social media, isn't that what you call it? Yes, you did sense a tone there. No. You've just kind of given me a hard time ever since I started doing the social media thing more as a job than a hobby, but anyway, I don't want to talk about that. It's my birthday. Where are we going? But yeah, if I had looked up from my phone, I wouldn't have had to ask. Yes. Point taken. I'm putting it away. Okay. There. It's away, okay? Anyway, what are we doing up here? I mean, this is a beautiful spot. View of the beach, the sunset. It's pretty perfect, actually. I'm excited. Can we walk? Yeah. No, these shoes are fine. They're just sandals. Okay, look, I know I put up a post saying they were really expensive designer shoes, but the truth is they're really cheap knockoffs. I took a picture of the expensive ones in the store, posted it, and then went and bought the knockoffs, so if anybody ran into me, they would see them, but they're not gonna look closely enough at my feet to know that they're not real, right? So I don't really care if I ruin $20 shoes in the sand. Really, do you not know how all this influencer stuff works? I know, you don't really care. Anyway, point is, I can walk in the sand. Yeah. It really is a perfect spot. Hold on, I gotta get some pictures. I wonder if I can selfie in this light. Hold on. Do you want to get in on one of these? Birthday selfie? Come on. Besties should have a selfie together on one of their birthdays anyway. What do you mean? Well, look at this place. It's beautiful. Why wouldn't I take pictures of it? Why wouldn't I post it? This is the kind of thing my followers want to see. Me living this kind of life, right? That's what it's all about. Why are you upset? You know this is what I do. Okay. Can we at least get the selfie just for us? I won't post it. Please. We haven't taken our picture together in years. And I would like to have my picture taken with my best friend on my birthday. That is real. Smile. Ugh, don't make that goony face. No, the light's a little weird. Hold on. Ugh, I should have brought my ring light. Yeah, it just attaches to the top of the phone. There, okay. Ready? Perfect. Okay. Oh, I really wish I could post this place. It's so perfect. We haven't been here in so long. And, at least I have pictures to post. The whole night isn't a bust. I mean, sorry. Yeah, that's why I wanted to go to the new movie theater. And why the restaurant wasn't my first choice, because it's not one anyone really gives a shit about. But it's fine. It's fine. I'm having a good time, aren't you? What do you mean, no? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was such a bad night for you. Something's going really sideways here, and I don't know what it is. So instead of just having a really wicked passive-aggressive fight about it, can we just talk about it and be done? I don't really want to have a big blowout on my birthday, okay? Well, the movie theater's old. I mean, I can't take pictures there and post it. And I take pictures of my entire life, you know that. Yeah, I was a little annoyed when we pulled up there instead of the new one. But it's fine. The movie was fine. It was good. Why you chose that one? What do you mean why you chose that? I assumed because it was less expensive and you're kind of cheap. I can't say it any other way. Sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that. It was the first place we ever saw a movie together without our parents. I didn't even think about that. It was where we used to go almost every Saturday night for at least 2 summers until high school ended. I don't think about that time of my life though, so sorry, I didn't connect the dots. But okay, I get it. I'm sorry. Okay, there's more. The restaurant, yes, okay. It's not the best food, and it's not trendy. I mean, nobody even knows it's there. It's a little mom-and-pop dive hole in the wall. It's been around forever. Right. It was the first place you bought me dinner. Yeah, I remember. We had gone back to your place after some baseball game or soccer game or some sport. I was a total jock then. And your parents were fighting like they always did. And I suggested food instead of listening to them. And we just kind of wandered around, and that's where we ended up. And then we realized I'd left my purse at your house. And you bought me dinner. I remember. I remember. I don't know how I forgot that. Sorry. Like I said, I don't think about that period of time. I'm a different person now. Seems so long ago. The only time I come back to town is when I come to see you, so that should tell you something. Are we good? I've apologized. I understand now. Okay. Yep. What do you mean, the beach? Yeah, we've been here before. I know. Yeah. I can't believe I didn't put two and two together. I'm so sorry. This is where we used to come when things got really bad at your house. Just down there is where that little offshoot thing is where we used to sleep. Because it has sort of that overhang of trees, right? Well, my parents wouldn't let you stay at my house. Couldn't have a boy staying in our house, heaven forbid. Not even on the couch. So we just sort of sneak out and stay here on the beach. Until either one of your parents had stormed off or they'd passed out. Yeah. We spent a lot of time here. What do you mean you want to go? What? No. No. We just got here. That's no. Come on. Come on. Look. It's me. It's not me. It's me. Okay? I've put the phone away. There's no camera. There's no followers. There's none of that matters. There's just us, okay? But why? Why the trip down memory lane? Especially when it's kind of bleak. I mean, not exactly birthday fare. I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. It's not the happiest of memories. Kind of why I don't look back all that often. Yeah, it's why I prefer the shiny Instagram life, the TikTok life, to this. Don't avoid the question. What is this? Oh. You still have this. Yeah, I know what it is. I gave it to you, remember? It was the one my grandfather gave me when I was little. Said it would always make the day brighter, even though it's just a plain chain with a little star on it. He said as long as I had it, everything would seem a little brighter than it really was, and I could get through to the next moment. And I gave it to you the night we found out your parents were splitting up. I remember. I figured you needed it more than I did. Why are you giving me this? Are you trying to bum out my birthday? Oh boy. Of all the things you could have said right then, I don't think that was on the list of what I expected. How long have you felt like that? Since then? Since that night. Okay. Wow. I'm really slow on the uptake, aren't I? Is that why you brought me here? To tell me that? I am. I need a minute. I know it's not a bad thing. I'm just, you've kind of got me spinning a little bit down memory lane, and it's bittersweet. And then you drop that on me. I just need a sec, okay? No wonder you were so upset when I was so absent-minded and distracted tonight, and I am sorry about that. I sometimes forget how to be a real person, how to be a human being. You know, you're one of the few people in my life who doesn't let me do that. Yeah. Most people encourage it because they get to be part of it, and they think it's neat. You're one of the few that doesn't buy the bullshit. You remember me when I was awkward and had braces and a bad perm and terrible, terrible taste in clothes. And you didn't care. And you don't care that my sandals are fake. And you don't care that I didn't post pictures of my meal. You just want to spend time with me. It's been a while since I had to remember who me is. And that's what you represent, you know? I mean, that's what the whole best friend thing is about, right? But I think you're right. I think there's more to it than that. Yeah. I did just say what you think I said. I think I've known on some level the same thing for a while. I mean, there's a reason when shit goes sideways, you're my first phone call. And there's a reason that you get dibs on my birthday every year, much to my mother's chagrin, by the way. Thank you for reminding me what being human feels like. I think now that we've done that, I'm realizing how much I've wanted to do that. Well, it seems that we have wandered down toward our little offshoot here. It's fully private. You want to make the most of it? I just want to be with you, and it feels like this is the right place. And now is the perfect time. Yeah, sand. Well, I don't relish getting sand in certain spots, so we'll just have to be creative. Okay? Oh. Down there. You have the warmest hands, and they're so nice. Oh, yes. Oh. Yep, cut my wrists. Yes, please. Please. You can touch me however you want. Every part of me is yours. Yes, I like it when you play with my nipples. Look at them. Watch what your fingers do to them. Oh, look at how hard they get. Look at how much I want you. Do you want me that much? Yeah? How much? How much do you want me? How much have you always wanted me? Oh, I see it. I see it. It's taking every ounce of control I have right now not to stick my hand down your pants. But we're not teenagers, so. Plus, what you're doing to my nipples right now feels entirely too good for me to stop you. So just keep twisting them. Tell me what you have thought about when you've thought about this, when you've thought about me. Yeah, thought about kissing me. Mm-hmm. What else? I know you've got a dirtier mind than that. Drive-in. That movie was terrifying. Yeah. Yes. You were being so brave. And you put your arm around me because I was shivering. I was so scared. I remember. You wanted to what? Tell me. You wanted to put my hand where? On your cock. Oh. Really? Well. Oh, yes. Tug them. You wanted to push my head into your lap. Open your jeans. And put your cock in my mouth. Is that what you wanted to do? Well, no, I wouldn't have worried about the movie. Fuck. And yet you were such a gentleman. Asked me, I would have sucked your cock. Oh, yes, keep going. Oh, fuck. Oh, in fact. Oh, hold on, stop. Well, I can't bend over. I can get on my knees. You like that? Me looking up at you. This absolutely gorgeous cock. Wow. Too bad influencers couldn't post pictures of these. Holy crap. I think I hit the mother load. I like the way you're stroking my face right now. Is that what you wanted? Put your cock in my mouth. Feel my warm tongue on you. Would have been far more interesting than the movie. Don't touch the. You know what? Never mind. Go ahead. Grab my head. Oh, you taste so good. You're making some really good noises up there. Do you know how hot you look right now? This really is the perfect spot for this. I don't know why we didn't think of this when we were younger. I mean, the summer before we went to college, we practically lived in here. So good. I love the way you're cradling my head. Such a delicate touch. So what else did you want to do with me? First summer home from college, I remember. You were staying at your dad's. I had that job at that burger joint. I always smelled like onions. No way. I didn't peg you for that type, but sure. The bend me over something, pull my pants down and stick it in type. Oh, really? Oh, those uniform pants were pretty tight. No, I like working the head because I like making you twitch. Feeling your fingers tighten in my hair is pretty cool. Okay, I'm up. What are you doing? Where are we going? Did you really just back me up to a tree? You know, we could just be adults and go back to your place and fuck in a bed. No, I know. I get the significance. It was kind of my idea. So lift my skirt, pull my panties to the side. You're gonna have to hold me up though, so no major thrusts, just a lot of grinding, okay? I want you to grind into my pussy until we both come. Hold on. Do you have something? I don't typically carry condoms around. Okay, good. Why do you have one of these? I'm not even gonna touch that stereotype in the wallet, really. Okay. Just. Okay, here. Let's see. One of these days, I'll let you feel what it's like to fuck me raw, but I was a little unprepared for this. Okay. I trust you. Go ahead. I'm wrapped around your waist. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. It would be so deep like this. It does feel perfect. Would you move or something, please? Pushing into me. Nothing has ever felt so perfect. Oh, fuck. I love being wrapped around you like this in your arms. As you push into me. Oh, this is where you belong. This is where I belong. Together. Yes, we've known this since we were young. Let's not kid ourselves. You were right. You usually are. Oh, fuck. Yes, you're rubbing on my clit every time you circle your hips. Fuck, fuck, yes. Oh, God. Yeah, you're hitting every good thing inside me. Fuck, fuck, yes. You had told me. I wish you had said something. Come on, please. Oh, you're going faster. Okay. Yes. First time we come together, please, please. Oh, yes. I'm watching your face. You have the most amazing face. You always have. Even when we were gangly, gawky teenagers. You've always had the most amazing face. It's my favorite face in the whole world. Yes. Fuck yes. No, the tree doesn't hurt. Your arms around me are stopping it from digging me. Thank you. You really are just cradling me. We're really lucky nobody walked by. I mean, we're secluded, but we're still on a fucking public beach. Thank you for choosing tonight to tell me. You've made this quite possibly the best birthday ever. Mm-hmm.